out of those little fellows.
Tommy, Thompson Gazelle. Though I don't know why they were named after a fella like Thompson. But I was the one that showed them to him in the first place. He was one of those fellas that goes around carving his name on trees. Look, old Larry Longdraws. Taken all together, he's a spectacular sort of beast.
Look at that bird.
Oh, it's a tick bird. He's welcome anywhere that a creature can't reach to scratch himself.
He is beautiful, this giraffe.
Aye, in a comic sort of way. Did you know, lad, that a giraffe can't cry out even in his death moment? No vocal cords. Look, there's Mrs. Larry Long Drawers and Larry Jr. It looks like Larry's drawers would soon fit Jr. There's your seven-league boots come true, lad. Nine feet in every stride and a kick in each one of them to the center line home hungry.
There is an ostrich. Now, there is one you don't have to tell me.
And you'll be telling me that he hides his head in the ground.
But isn't that true?
Not a word of truth in it. Couldn't drive a pick in the ground around here. Now you're disappointed to have a myth exploded. But truth has a charm of its own. The ostrich does hide his head in a bush because he knows well how that gawky neck of his stands out against the skyline. Look. Water bugs. Dainty creatures, aren't they? And a welcome sight to a thirsty man. He must be nearing some sort of water. Well, Joe. You think we're heading in the right direction?
Well, big water, water.
Oh, big water.
Yes, water.
Good. The natives say the Osogi live on a lake shore, so we must be heading in the right direction.
Look at the monkeys.
Baboons, lad. Even the leopard won't walk into a gang of those fellas. Dirty fighters they are, and tricky. Look at the old lady hiding in the tree there. They lay in wait like that to prey on the young, on the fringes of the game herd. They're meat eaters, though few know it, even in Africa.
There's a gentleman with a sharp eye for stragglers. Maybe we see how Africa acts when she's hungry.
Somebody are trying to keep somebody else from eating you.
along, Cheryl.
That black one, Ford. Is that a different kind of an animal?
No, that's a leopard, lad. The same spotted parents as the other. Every now and then, one of them turns out Ethiopian like that. The spots are there just the same under the black hide. But you can see for yourself. If you want to look that close.
No. I'll take your word for it.
Look at the warthogs, lad. Dare say they ain't very vain about their personal appearance, but they're the cleanest pigs in the world. Look how their tails stand up. Like the flagstaff on the stern of a battleship.
Look at the big one.
Eland, lad. That's the largest of the antelope. But his nerve don't measure up to his size.
Did you see him jump when he heard her?
He'd do twice as good as that for a lion.
What's that?
Oh, that's a garinut. Giraffe neck gazelle. Don't bother with him, lad. I have no use for those mixed up creatures. There's a heart apiece. I guess they call them that because they don't seem to have a heart when you're shooting at them. They're the hardest beasts to kill in Africa.
Is it usual to see so many animals so close together?
Aye, lad. Beasts are like people. They congregate where living is the best and easiest. Sometimes, of course, if they're crowded by humans, they herd together.
But, Horn, there is nobody up here.
Looking thief?
What is it?
A marabou stalk. That's the fellow they get the down off of to make thriller bobs for the lady. He gets most of his food from stealing it from the vultures. There's Topi. There's the morsel of lion relatives. I'll guarantee you're no more fond of your plum pudding than a lion is of Topi. Aye, that's what makes the herd so jumpy.
What are they?
Wild dogs. The wolves of Africa. When they run together, they can pull down anything alive.
Let me get one.
No, lad. We won't molest them. We'll just invite them to stay away from us. Just leaves the country when word goes out the wild dogs are packed up.
Do animals talk together?
No, lad. But they pass word along from one to another just the same as men do. Only they don't gossip. All right, let him rest a minute.
Have a seat.
What's that little fox?
That's not a fox, lad. That's a jackal.
He's cute. Que lindo perillo.
Un perro.
Is Ranchero laughing at me?
So's the jackal, lad. Boy, you can't scare him. He's a scavenger, same as the hyena. But he's a more pleasant person, as any lion will tell you.
What does the lion know about it?
Well, a lion often shares his kill with the jackal. Because the jackal leads the lion to game and to water. You know, the lion is short on brains. Like a lot of imposing people. Come on, Ranchero.